Vermont author M.T. Anderson's books for young adults explore dystopian worlds, both real and imagined. He delves into the realm of goblins and elves, and as of this week, he's the winner of a Lifetime Achievement Award for his contributions to young adult literature. Anderson won the Margaret A. Edwards Award, which is given by the American Library Association. His books include Feed, The Astonishing Life of Octavian Nothing, and his latest, The Assassination of Brangwaine Spurge, which he co-wrote with illustrator Eugene Yelchin. I spoke to Anderson earlier this week and started by asking him what it was like when he found out that he won the award.
I was flabbergasted, but also almost intimidated by the award, simply because it's such a great honor. It's been given to such an incredible roster of people that I felt almost bewildered. Like, what have I done to deserve this?
And so it's recognizing your contribution to young adult literature. Did you set out when you wanted to become a writer, were you thinking, I want to be a writer for young adults?
What I assumed actually was that I would write both for teens and kids and for adults. And my career has been focused more on teen stuff, mainly because I discovered that you can write the same kind of book for teens that you would for adults. And that's been one of the real central elements of my career, has been saying, in many cases, these are books that could have been published for adults, but I wanted them to be published for teens, because I want teens to know that there are adults who care about what they read and care about their intelligence and care about the things they care about.
You know, in that vein, your subjects, they're sometimes dystopian. Your latest book is really funny, but it's in this sort of wry kind of way that's not totally over the top, maybe a little more subtle humor. I'm just curious how much you're thinking about your audience as being teenagers or young adults when you're writing.
I absolutely do think about the audience when I'm writing. I think in particular, for example, when I'm writing for slightly younger teens or kids, I often think of myself as a literal storyteller with a group of kids sitting around me. Like, what would I say to them? How would I tell them a particular story? A lot of times what I'm thinking about when I write is, what did I want to read at age 16 or 17? What would delight me and my friends if we were that age again?
Your latest book is The Assassination of Brangwaine Spurge, and it's about this elf who goes into a goblin realm that's sort of neighboring, and the elves and the goblins have been at war, it seems like, kind of forever. And as a reader, you're seeing the goblins' view of themselves versus the elves' view of the goblins and vice versa. I wonder, did you intend for a larger message there about how different cultures interpret each other or view each other?
Oh, absolutely. I just think it's totally fascinating that as we, you know, come into contact, not just with other cultures, but from person to person, we always are trying to understand people despite all of the tremendous differences. And in this case, the book is illustrated. So the elf's point of view is illustrated by this guy, Eugene Yelchin. Mm-hmm. And then I wrote the text, which is from the goblin point of view. And one of the interesting things is that Eugene and I are from very different cultures. Eugene defected from Soviet Russia when he was a young man. So in a sense, as we worked on this, we were playing with the very kind of cultural division we were writing about.
And how much had you interacted before? Had you been in touch a lot before you wrote this book together?
Well, we had lunch for about half an hour. I had a quesadilla.
And so you were kind of, how did that work then to collaborate without, you know, being like in contact all the time?
Well, I mean, once again, the neat thing was that it made the books process, which is where the pictures are not supposed to exactly line up with the text because they're from two different points of view of the same events. In a way, it was the perfect format to create that kind of a story. We would decide, okay, Eugene, you're going to get the elf into this city through the illustrations, and then I'm going to pick it up there. Mm-hmm. And then he would say, okay, you're going to do, you know, this is your sort of assignment for your written chapters. And by doing that, you know, we had that same vantage point of two points of view coming together stereoscopically.
Well, so you've now won this award that's sort of recognizing your body of work. I wonder, you know, as a writer, as an artist, where that puts you in terms of thinking about what comes next?
Oh, well, I mean, obviously, I mean, it's a lifetime achievement award. I still have 40 years left. So what I probably am going to do is just slump lethargically for the rest of the time. This is the beginning of my lame duck period, I think. No, I mean, obviously, I mean, I can't wait to see what I think of doing next. I mean, it's always very exciting when you're in between projects because you can set off on any kind of journey then.
And just finally, your work has spanned so many different fantastical worlds, the goblin and elven world of this latest book, other sort of more dystopian science fiction type things. I'm curious where that comes from, where you get the inspiration for going deep into a world that is in many ways very unlike our own.
Well, I mean, I think the other portion of my work is actually books like the Octavian Nothing books, which are very firmly rooted in America's own history. I mean, they're sort of gothic novels about the Revolutionary War, which, like all gothic novels, are about crimes that have long been hidden. Or my book, Symphony for the City of the Dead, which is about Soviet Russia and is actually a nonfiction book. There you have, in a sense, in both cases, dystopian societies that are actually real. And I think that that is where I get the emotional, urge to write about dystopias in general, is the realization that in many ways, we live in a dystopian society. It's just that we happen to live in the shining citadel.
Well, M.T. Anderson, it's been great to talk to you, and congratulations.
Yeah, well, thank you very much.
Vermont author M.T. Anderson is the winner of this year's Margaret A. Edwards Award for Young Adult Literature. You're listening to VPR.